Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, welcome back, Dr. Jen from the world afar.
Oh, my God. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. I posted a lot to Facebook and to Instagram stories. And one of our fans who's written to us questions before, he's like, I'm really happy you're having a good time. I selfishly miss that you're not recording podcasts.
That was nice.
Yeah. It was absolutely incredible. It's a tough way to travel. I don't know if you saw, I posted just on Facebook a few hours ago. I was like, you know, more than 25 rides on metros, trams, and cable cars, more than 20 train rides, 12 different beds in different hotels and Airbnbs, you know, 5 countries, 5, you know, primary languages spoken, which I only spoke one of them, you know, and it was just, you know, that's two awesome laundry trips, you know, all these like different aspects, because it's a, you know, it's a tough way to travel with a big pack on your back. And, you know, trying to keep it, you know, wanting to enjoy myself, but trying to keep it budget also, because I, you know, was getting paid to speak and had, you know, those travel expenses covered, but I was trying to extend that over as much over 3 weeks as I could.
That's so awesome. So,
but it was absolutely amazing. Like, literally, like, I feel lucky in so many ways of so many things that could have gone wrong. And not that it was all perfect. It didn't had its moments and, you
and
know,
on your and, own.
Yeah. And on my own. Yeah. I can't even, every country was of the 5 was incredible experience. Like I could cry saying this right now, in every country, I had at least one moment where I was so overwhelmed with the beauty of what was around me and so overwhelmed with appreciation that I was there and able to experience it, that I would just tear up. That's I would so just cool. like sitting outside, just start crying. It was absolutely amazing.
So yeah. I didn't see that post. I'll save one question I've got from what you just told me for a little bit later. And you know, I'm going to have to ask it, but for now, let's get it out of the way. 12 beds. Anyone in with any of those? You knew it.
The 12 beds, though, that was a good way of your uh-huh. nice segue into the question you always want to ask. No, there was no. I mean, I talked about sex a lot, as you know, I was hired to do so and made some new friends. And, you know, my host in one of the cities had dinner with him and his wife and their 3 kids in their home the one night. And so, you know, and with everybody I hang out with, I just talk to them about their relationship and I ask questions and I learn all sorts of stuff. So there was lots of stuff like that, but there was never. No.
All right.
No.
All right. Still.
No. I use my vibrators. Exciting. How's that?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Dr. Jen. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, and I didn't bring the chargers, and I thought they were charged, and one of them wasn't. I was like, no.
Oh, no.
I used them in conjunction. So anyway, I got, you know, got creative.
You're running around town with that. I need a battery.
And they're like, don't waste that in my face. That's the new ones. They're nice because they're better environmentally because you're not using up batteries, but you have to have a charger. It has its own specific charger that you have to attach it to, and you can't, there's nothing else you can do. So no, I would have been. I was like, where do you buy batteries in Belgium?
Honestly, if my wife wouldn't kill me, like I would be the guy walking around by myself on purpose just to get reaction and wave that thing around just dangling and be like shaking it and going, hey, battery. Battery.
You would not do that in another country, would you?
Oh, yes, I would. Yes,
oh, I would never, because I'm always so afraid of being the obnoxious American and like culturally insensitive in another country. Like I would never do that.
Well, let me say this. If it looked friendly enough and it were a male, not a female, I would try it. If it's a female, never in a million years.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, just for the reaction. Okay, oh, so
funny.
Now I'll bring my mind back up out of the gutter.
I know, that's all right. Well, we all expect it now, so you have to ask the question. Yeah.
But I got to hear about this. So I know you gave some talks, and I know they went well. I did see two of your posts, and it looked absolutely incredible. But have you thought about, of all these places you went, is there a top three or even a top one, or no way? There's just different things that, you know, about each one that you just call them equal for different reasons.
It's almost, I mean, oh God, if I had to choose a top, it's probably Switzerland.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous, son of a bitch. I told you before you went that it's, oh, I want to go so badly.
Oh, it's really great.
Okay, so let me ask. And I know you've got some pictures you're going to share if you haven't already. Because again, I saw some of your posts.
Oh no, the only thing I haven't posted the last 3 days of my trip. So I flew back yesterday and had a very long 20 hours of travel yesterday. But the last 3 days of my trip were in Belgium, and I posted some Instagram stories, but I haven't posted anything to Facebook. I took so many photos. I loved Belgium. It was great. It was beautiful.
Ugh.
And a lot of waffles with things on them. Deliciousness on waffles.
So let me ask you, as a part of the culture, because I'm going to go back to Switzerland in a second, but as a part of Belgium, is it like people who say, oh, you haven't had pizza until you've been to New York, or you haven't had pizza until you've been to Chicago? Is it like that for waffles in Belgium?
No, in that, like, waffles taste like waffles. But I mean, what they have is, that's fun. I mean, you can get them for breakfast in a place or whatever. But what they have is, like, in the way that we might have, like, a little pizza shop or something that you'd buy, like, a slice of pizza. And they have these waffles. And you buy, like, a waffle. And then you can have all of these toppings on it. Mm. So bananas, strawberries, chocolate, you know, Nutella, caramel sauce, whipped cream.
You're
just like
me.
Ridiculous. Like, and they've got them all like sitting out, and I'm like, oh my God. So So I will say that when you say that you haven't had it in, so I think this was a friend at volleyball before my trip. I was saying, oh my God, I'm going to Cinque Terre in the northern coast of Italy. I can't wait to go there. And I'm like, and that area is where pesto's from. And he goes, yeah, and you know what the pesto is gonna taste like there? And I'm like, what? He goes, like pesto. No, wrong. He is so wrong. I went in, so Cinque Terre is five little towns along the ocean in northern Italy, along the coast, coast. And I stayed in one, Monterola, and they had two tiny little shops. And there's no cars in these little towns, or at least four out of five, because you can't, like, they're steep. They're stone steps everywhere. It's all built into a hill. Like,
want to see this.
And you don't want to, you can't bring a big luggage thing. I was glad it was on my back, but boy, was it rough going up and down. But they had a little store there. And so that was like the first place I went, and they had, like, in the case, you know, where people buy like fresh meat and fresh cheese and stuff where they had fresh focaccia, and you can ask for how much you want. They had this like, I don't know, some vegetable pie type of thing. And then they had fresh pesto in this just like, you know, big old container of pesto. And I was like, I pointed to it, and I'm like, I'm just giving them like my, you know, my cup size of my hand of how much I want. And he's like, how many people is this for? And I'm like, one. I was like, but I wanted a lot. Oh my God, best pesto ever. Oh my God. And that, I would just dip my focaccia, pieces of focaccia in my pesto, and sit on my deck overlooking the water. It was amazing.
God,
with drinking
incredible.
Some Prosecco. Yes.
Ooh, you know, when Prosecco's good, when it's bad, but when it's good, it's good.
Well, and I realized, because that's been my drink like for the past year and a half, for whatever reason, that's like always my preferred drink. And I realized, I was like, oh, Prosecco's from Northern Italy, so makes sense to have it there. And it was
any
cheap.
Better there or no different?
So I couldn't tell. I mean, I don't, it's not like I got any like expensive ones. So no.
All right. So I'm going to go back to Switzerland in a second, but I got to ask you a question. So in Italy, wherever, did you get the, hey, beautiful girl, come with
no,
me.
No, they say Bella, Bella. No.
Bella.
Oh, no. So I was there 25 years ago when I was Bella, Bella at age 24. There were, my sister and I were messaging because we were there together 25 years ago. And I was like, oh, there is a decided lack of Bella, Bellas this time around.
Oh, no.
No one yelling out Bella Bella to me.
Maybe they're all gay.
It's all right. No,
that's got to be what it is.
They're young men who, that's what it's got to be. Yeah, it's clearly, well, if men don't think I'm attractive, they must be gay.
100%.
That's like every dude is like, well, if she doesn't like me, she must be a lesbian. That's insane.
Well, how do you say cougar in Italy? Because maybe they were yelling at you, didn't know it. Like a cougar, a cougar. A cougari.
Yeah. I was like, what? A cougari. That's amazing. Yeah. No, there was none of that.
All right. Well, okay. So first of all, I am in a fun way. I'm more jealous than you could imagine. The more you talk about this trip, you literally just did one of my dream trips.
It was freaking amazing. I'm not exaggerating. It was so amazing.
Okay. So back to Switzerland now, because I've seen pictures, I've seen movies, you know, whatever, as we all have, probably everybody listening. But is it when you get there, is it like I pictured and in my mind, beyond what I've seen online, was it, you know, some cobblestone streets with two sides lined up with businesses up to the backdrop of snow-capped mountains or at least mountains? Was it like that?
So I'd say, well, all the cobblestone streets, there was plenty of that in, Italy,
Belgium. Yeah. Or in Belgium, too, right?
Yeah. In Italy, in the Cotswolds area of the English countryside outside London. God, that was quaint and crazy. France, you know, was a lot of that. So I would say Switzerland was more, maybe a little bit of that, but that's not what strikes me the most is like when I took the train up from Italy and like, boy, did the landscape change. And I got out at this one, out close to this place called Flüelen, because up in the Lake Lucerne area, they speak like a Swiss German. And then in the other areas, they speak French. And so everything was weird German words, at least weird to me. And I got out and it was like cold and it was a little windy and I had my winter jacket on and my hat and there's frickin' snow-capped mountains all around me. And it was, and then beautiful green hillsides around and you could see the cows up there and little villages, like little villages with old, like, I don't know, Swiss looking buildings.
Well, so this is what I picture Ireland to look like. Was,
oh, interesting.
That's what I thought. Green rolling hills.
So it was very green and there was flowers everywhere. It was beautiful. And then you've got the snow-capped mountains in the background.
Around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe, like, you just, oh my God. If you mapped this out. Now, I don't know how my wife would feel. Because I have to say there, you know, I've done trips before, like when I did Glacier, we talked about this, you know, months ago. It was a little too much movement. But
yeah, most people would think what I did was too much movement and it was hard for me at times, but I don't regret it.
On my own, I would choose to do it just like you did it. I really would. I want to move. I want to see what's the next adventure. I want to walk to the next town or take a train or whatever. If I'm on my own or with a friend.
Yeah.
Now with my wife and or my wife and kids, different story. Too much to move, too much luggage, whatever.
Yeah.
Would you do it again the way you did it this time?
Well, so part of this was kind of an antsiness post-COVID times and having not been able to travel the way I want. And then realizing I was like, well, so I had three countries I was going to anyway because I was speaking. And then seeing what did I want to do around those areas. And then I tagged on Italy because of Cinque Terre, because of, you know, this story about the puzzle, right? We talked about that on here. The puzzle. Yeah, the jigsaw puzzle. Which just like kept making me cry when I kept looking at the scene. I was like, 2 years ago, I was locked down doing this puzzle. And now I'm looking at the exact view of what this puzzle was, having a drink 9 p.m. on a Saturday or Friday night. And I just would start crying again.
And now you're seeing the actual real thing.
The actual thing. Yeah. I'm like, I'm staying in it. Like I could see my balcony from the, you know, the vantage point. I'm in the puzzle. So, and then I tacked Belgium on because I'd never been there and it was cheaper to fly out of Brussels. Wait, what's the question? Would I do it again? What I experienced is now, okay, where would I want to go back to? So, because I got tastes of places, that's what I wanted. Part of this, and then to be like, oh, and then if I can go spend 3 or 4 weeks in one of these places, where would I go back to? And if I could do like writing retreats for myself and stuff like that. So that's,
Well, so that was part of it, is where would you go back to? But the other thing I was wondering is,
yeah,
let's say you, now you know what you know.
Yeah.
But erase that from your brain.
Right.
Would you change anything for your first time, or was everything exactly how you wanted it because you got to experience it?
Almost nothing. There's very little I would change, actually.
Okay.
There's one, this is so minor, it's so funny. There's one like little town on my way to Geneva that I just spent a few hours in the afternoon in, and it wasn't that great. And I had to, you know, spend a bunch of money to lock up my bags in a locker at the train station to do it. And I just wouldn't.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
This wasn't your thing.
But that's so, I mean, and it was fine. Like, it was cute and it was fine, but it was just, it ended up kind of being a hassle. And I actually wish there was a bigger town I could have stopped at on the way. And then I wished I had stopped there for a few hours. But like, literally, that's that's not bad in terms of, you know, regrets. I loved the locations I stayed in. I paid, I mean, I had stayed in some tiny rooms with just single beds, in little hotels, but I was paying for small spaces to be in, like, where I just roll right out and there's a coffee shop right around the corner.
See, I love
and
that.
There's and there's a cathedral down the oh my God, in Belgium. So Ghent in Belgium. So I was there like 3 nights ago. I took a train there and then I had to figure out the freaking tram system, and thank God. I cannot tell you the kindness of strangers just was overwhelming. It just, how many times I was lost and somebody would be like, you know, start speaking to me, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I only speak English, or if I could say I'm sorry and, you know, je suis désolé, je ne parle pas français, and then people would switch to English, and then somebody would be like, you look lost, can I help you? And I'd be like, oh my God, thank you. And
right,
somebody helped me, like literally walked me to where I was to get to my tram in Ghent, Belgium, because I was literally walking in circles with my huge bag on my, and I just think like nobody pays attention to me, but clearly like I stand out as the tourist with the woman with the old bag, with the huge bag, who's like lost and walking in circles. And he like literally walked me to my stuff, almost missed his own train. Anyway, I then take the tram. It's like, 15 minutes or something. And then I was like, okay, I think this is my stop. I get out. My stop is at a castle, like a castle that was like built in like 900.
Oh my God. See, I want to see that so badly. Did you go in it?
And I was like, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so first of all, then I take a picture. I sent it to my picture and my sister. And I was like, dude, my tram stop was a castle. And I'm like, and my little Airbnb place was only 5 minute walk from there. And so I loved the locations I was in. Almost everywhere I was so happy. I did a lot of research.
Wait,
yeah.
So go back now, because I know Switzerland was your number one place if you had to pick one. But let's go back to this castle. So this castle, was it like the size you thought? Was it like you thought it would be? Was it like in the movies?
So I didn't even know there was a castle in this place. I decided to go to Belgium. I researched somewhere online. I don't know what to do in Belgium. And people were like, Bruges is beautiful. So I was like, yay, it's got canals. So I went to Bruges. And then I read somewhere, they're like, well, if you like Bruges, Ghent is even better. And I was like, great, I'll go spend a night in Bruges. I'll spend a night in Ghent. And then I'll end up in Brussels, because then I'm going to fly out there the next morning. I loved both Bruges and Ghent. And so I literally had no idea what was there in Ghent. I showed up and then like the first thing I do is get on my iPad and say things to do in Ghent. And I was like, oh, so that castle is called Gravenstein or something. I could do a tour of it. It had a comedic tour, very funny audio tour. So I did that the next morning. So I had no idea what to expect. The castle from the outside was amazing. And it had like a moat around part of it, like which was part of a canal.
That's the real deal.
And then you go inside, and the thing is, castles are pretty bland inside. I mean, it wasn't like furnished, but they're just, you know, massive stone rooms.
Right. Well, yeah, they fill it with all their stuff.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, I did a tour of that, and the funny storytelling did.
That is every single thing I would want to do if I were on a trip. The only thing I would add in the places you could, because a lot of places you probably couldn't, is ride a scooter or, a motorcycle.
I rented bikes.
Did you really?
I went to, you know, Monet, the famous artist. His Giverny is the name of the place where he lived for like the last 32 years of his life. And he did all his famous like water lilies and the pond and the Japanese bridge, all this famous impressionist art was done in his garden and of this.
You got to go there.
Yes. Wow. So, yeah, I took a train outside Paris and then I rented a bicycle. And I rode the few miles in there. I stopped, had a little picnic for myself. I had picked up like fresh bread and cheese and tomato and an apple before I went there. Yeah.
Are you worried when you're there? I know I have all these questions and we already covered the sex part of this podcast because I asked if she had anybody in her bed. So we're done with that part. I'm just so curious. This is really Clint asking Dr. Jen questions about her great vacation that I hope I ever get to take. Anyway, so with the bicycle, yeah. Were you concerned? Did you lock it up? Did you ever let it out of your sight? Here's why I ask, because some cultures I've been told you don't have to do that. It's literally just like, nope, I just leave it on a tree and I come back.
So
and it's
that's
there.
Actually, at least because I know people have said that about Amsterdam and I was in Amsterdam a few years ago and that actually wasn't the case. People still locked them up. They still had their specific bike. So you don't just like pick up someone else's bike or at least because I had read that also, but that wasn't my experience of it. Mm. So no, it came with a lock. All the times I, you know, rent bikes, they come with locks and I make sure they're locked up and then it was fine.
Okay.
So, my night in Ghent, the place with the castle.
Yeah.
I rented a bike. I downloaded a bike sharing app and then got a bike and figured it all out. And oh my God, biking on cobblestones is no joke. It is so bumpy and uncomfortable.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm sure your lady parts and my nuts would be destroyed.
My lady parts, exactly. So, oh my God, I just got back from this trip. I could go on and on about it, but I didn't even tell you in Switzerland, I went paragliding. Did you see those photos?
I didn't. I only saw like a little bit of scenery, one or two posts of that. And I, you know what, I'm going to have to like mess with the algorithm on Facebook and maybe like start liking a bunch of your stuff. So it starts showing.
You could just go back to my page and see. But anyway, yeah, I went paragliding there like in the Swiss
Alps. I'm listening, but I'm going to get on that now so that when we're done, I can look.
Yeah. You'll go see.
I have to, because I'm telling you, you've done the trip. Like that I now is well, a lot of that was already part of my bucket list, but now the whole damn thing is my bucket list. Do you think, like, I know you got to go, you know, you went on a budget and all, but let's just say my wife and I went, do you think there'd be any chance in hell that I'd get out of a trip like you just did with me and my wife for less than $10,000? Because I know that can be expensive with all the travel and all the.
I mean, right. So, but you would do it much more comfortably. Yeah,
we'd have to, like, me alone, probably not me with her. Absolutely. 100%. And I'm not saying that's just because of her. It's because it's just the way we would do it together.
And the thing is also like, I, even like yesterday morning, I got up, I left my little hotel room at 7 a.m. to walk to the metro in Brussels. Like, so instead of spending 30 euros to take like an Uber, to the airport, I walked 5 minutes, caught a metro, then took the metro to the train station and then walked to the train station and switched to the train that then took me to the airport. So like, my guess is there's a lot of things I did then to save money, like around transportation also, that other people probably wouldn't have done. So could you have done it under? Yeah, I think you could have, actually. I mean, it depends on the time of year. And you got to, you know, do research and plan in advance and really research. And you can't, you know, be paying for a tour guide to do any of this planning. So, I mean, the months of planning that I did was a lot of research. It was exhausting, but it certainly paid off.
Okay. So, cause I'm punching into Facebook here so I can make sure I get this when we're done here. Cause I've got to see this. I have to see what you've posted, through the entire trip. Yeah. One thing before we go here.
Yeah.
You mentioned the castle and I don't know the extent of this, but in Laguna Beach, I just found out there's a girl who I met at the coffee corner where I go every day. And we were talking a few weeks back. And in fact, it was right after you left and she's like, hey, we got to go to a ride to this place in Laguna Beach as a group. And I'm like, okay, what's there? You know, cause I know it's kind of a cool place, but a lot of traffic. And she goes, there's this, what do you call it? A tower from a castle right up the edge of the cliffside before, you know, on the beach, but it's got to be low tide, and you got to go down around the fence.
Yeah. I've walked to that before. Yeah. It's, okay. I mean, it's a small thing, but it's neat. Yes. I did.
Okay.
That
that's what I was
going to
ask you because
a few years ago. Yeah.
You can't get in. There's no castle behind it.
Yeah.
Now, she does say the grounds up top are probably like the turret. Land where the castle was.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't get to it. So you've been there.
Yeah. So yeah, I forgot about it actually. So I was like, all right, that was going to be the, I went walking with my friend Danny and his son for Easter a few years ago. Yeah.
I've never heard of this before. And the fact that you have so quickly. And so I'm wondering, is it worth a ride there just for that though? I mean, if I were going to have breakfast there as well and bring a group, is it worth that?
I mean, yeah, if you're going to do a whole like Laguna Beach type of thing up in that area, I mean, because it's a pretty area to go to. It's nice to walk along the beach, right? There are some gardens. There's some good food. So, yeah, if you're going to make a day of it with a group of people, yeah, it's a fun little destination. I mean, it's not amazing, but it is fun and cool and different. Yeah.
All right. Well, because I want to go there. I'm on Dr. Jen's Den. It's not on there, is it?
No, on Facebook.
Right. That's what I'm on. I'm on that in Facebook.
Oh, no.
Oh, never mind. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to. There we go. Okay. Now I've got it in place. Just want to make sure that before we hang up.
Wait, can I tell you something else totally random?
Please.
So, I stayed at an Airbnb in the Cotswolds area, which is like those adorable, quaint villages, cobblestone, old buildings, all these tiny little villages, maybe 2 hours outside of London. And I stayed in an Airbnb that ended up being a 450-year-old house. And it was like a brother and sister who were like so kind. And so this is so nutty, but like 170 million years ago or 200 million years ago, England was underwater, as many places were. And so in their garden, they have this whole amazing herb garden that I got to sample all different herbs. And their homemade pesto from the herbs, not even from basil, from other herbs. It was delicious. Anyway, the brother who was like teaching me all of this stuff does a lot of gardening work. They discover fossils all the time. Like, so I got something that's called a brachiopod. And he gave me, it's a tiny little thing that was like a tiny little shell that used to be in the bottom of the ocean when England was the bottom of the ocean. And it's 170 million years old. That's the type of weird ass random shit that happened on this trip.
But I love that.
And he comes up and he's like, who wants it? I was like, I do. And yeah, so it's in my purse. I have 170 million year old fossil in my purse. It's a tiny little brachiopod. Like random, just neat shit like that.
Yeah. That's right up my alley. I love that stuff. I'd have it on my shelf here in my office right now if I had that. So like, because me, I'll always look at it and go, oh man, that's right. This is 170 million year old. Here's how I got it from this guy. And it was on a beach. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. Yeah. You know, I realize we are not a couple, of course, but man, could you and I have some fun traveling together as far as, and I don't mean sexual. I'm saying
but
friends.
Oh my
have
God.
Such
and doing
a good time.
Videos and stuff.
Oh, well, we like the same stuff as far as like, I dig that stuff. I'm going to talk to my wife and say, honey, can the three of us go? Can we all go?
I'm sure iHeartRadio would sponsor us.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like they sponsor our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Like anybody sponsors us for anything.
Real quick before we go, the alarm's going to go here in just a second. A couple things if you're good with it. So first, I'd love to hear next week if you're up for it. What didn't you bring that you wish you had on this trip? And what did you bring that you thought was unnecessary? Maybe you overpacked anything like that. And then this is something that is, I cannot use the names, but there is a person that I know, a guy that I know who is engaged, who I recently found out because of his very, how do I put this? Volatile relationship with his, hold on a second. Volatile relationship with his mother who lives in the area, but not like about 30, 40 minutes away from him because they, how do I put this? I want to be careful. They have just a volatile relationship and they will sometimes overstep boundaries verbally and then they're pissed at each other for a while. And he has made comments that he's just a better person when he's not talking to her. So his fiance, because of these conversations they've had and him venting. Now, remember this, their fiance.
Okay.
Does not want to ever meet his mom. Ooh. And if they're getting married, my question is, how in the hell is that going to work?
Okay.
That's my question. Okay. I know it's all a long drawn out question, but it's very complicated and there's more to it.
Interesting. Okay. So I wrote
now,
that
I'll give
down
examples and stories and things without giving names next week.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah. Okay. And can I just wrap up since I talked about my trip the whole time to make this relevant to our podcast is about confidence and emotional resilience and pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones. And I did so much of that this trip. And I really, you know, I'm doing my 50 before 50 list and my year of audacity.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I was like, ooh, I want to go into that place and ask that. And I was like, I feel like an ass and I can't speak the language. And I was like, nope, this is your year of audacity. You're going to do it even if you feel stupid. I so much that I did. And so I literally feel after those 3 weeks, feel more confident in who I am as a person. And I have much greater, you know, tolerance for discomfort you know, and greater emotional resilience, feels amazing to say.
I love it. Well, congrats. So, that's huge. Cause I was actually going to ask you about your word earlier and I forgot throughout the story. Yeah. So I'm glad you brought it around.
Oh, I totally, I pushed myself. Definitely.
25 rides on metros, cable cars, and trams, 20 plus rides on various trains, 12 different beds and hotels, Airbnbs with 7 different men. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's 7 legs of flights and 5 countries. Good job, Dr. Jen. Sorry, I misread that. Sorry about that.
Yes, well done, Clint.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.